That's weird. That's fucking weird. We should probably talk about it. There's a mystery here.
I think we should cut, like, all of the daddy talk, probably.
I might leave in just, we should cut all the daddy talk. So they'll be like, what did we miss?
What didn't we miss? Yes.
That felt good. Feels good to laugh, Christine.
Feels good to laugh. You're so right, Ashley.
Those are our names, and this is That's Weird. Welcome.
Welcome. This is a very special episode. It's fitting that we were talking about daddies.
We were, which you may or may not hear, depending actually, on if I decide to cut it out.
To be fair, we were talking about zaddies.
Yes.
Which is different, but same.
yeah, it's episode 69.
Nice.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you. One of us had to do it, so I appreciate that very much. We have... Well, I don't know what Christy's topic is, but she knows what mine are. And I have been, like, posting about it on social media what mine are. I have several. It's kind of long.
Oh.
But before we get into that, I have an iTunes review to read you.
Yes.
And it's special. It's from the UK.
Oh.
And from someone who uses the name The Stone Witch.
Oh.
So possibly, like... Can you be our best friend? Do you want to hang out? Like,
please cast some stones for us.
Yes. I know you're in the UK, but like, we'll make it work. I don't know. So the Stone Witch says, I found this podcast because someone on Instagram linked to them and I thought it sounded cool. So I listened and I love it. I'm hooked now. I'm in the UK and I recommend it to everyone I speak to. Oh my God. Oh. Thank you. Oh, I hope they don't listen to, was it last episode where you just said, fuck the UK or something like that? I take it all back. The only thing that weirds me out a bit is that I didn't know what Christy and Ashley looked like. I only had their cartoon pics as reference, so in my head the blonde cartoon goes with the voice of Ashley and the voice of Christy goes with the floating brunette cartoon. She said, but I'm worried it's actually the other way around. However, now my brain won't let that be real, so I can't look at any other pictures of them.
I love it. I love that.
Thank you, the Stone Witch. It is indeed the other way around, but you can imagine it however you want.
It's not. It's not the other way around. It's whatever you think is true.
True. I mean...
I hate to disappoint people. I will go so far as to become Ashley, to be whatever you want me to be.
Identity theft is not a joke, Christy. But thank you so much for that review.
Yeah, that was sweet.
That's wonderful. Yeah, episode 69. Brought to you by the Apocalyptic Company, who we are obsessed with.
It's true. There's a candle burning right now.
This beautiful Dead Inside candle. It is all black. As I like to say, it's murdered out.
Oh.
That's black on black. I learned that by watching. Did you ever watch? I can't even say it. It was like, what was it called? It was on MTV and it was a skateboarder. I think it was like Rob Dyrdek and Big Black, I think was his name, his bodyguard, but they were also best friends. There was a show they had.
Oh my God, that sounds cute.
It was hilarious, but they used to talk about their murdered out cars all the time. Anyway, that's what the candle looks like.
That's so cute. And so 90s.
Amazing.
Maybe early 2000s.
Ooh, yeah. I think a little more early 2000s.
Yeah.
90s still had some color to it.
Yeah, and also like murdered out cars. That sounds very early 2000s. I feel like in the 90s, the cars would be wearing like a thick red lipstick.
Like very Too Fast, Too Furious.
Yes, yeah.
The bright red lipstick. Sounds great. But yeah, Apocalyptic Company, they make these amazing candles. I think their logo is, or their tagline is like, we make bright candles for dark times. And as we all know, we are living in very dark times, the darkest timeline. So if you want to support a Seattle business run by weird women like us, go to apocalypticcompany.com and use promo code That's Weird 10 for 10% off.
Oh.
Christy.
Ashley.
Would you like to talk about some weird, sexy shit?
I cannot wait to talk about this. I actually talk about it. I think I talk about it all the time.
What? What is this?
Anytime ghosts are mentioned, I feel like I bring this up. It's called spectrophilia, or sex with ghosts.
Oh my God, yes.
It goes so much deeper than amethyst realm.
Amethyst realm. I had to talk about her a little bit in mine as well, because she is the most.
The most.
I'm excited. But it has a real name.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, it's so... spectrophilia is like... I feel like it's like deep within our societal consciousness. Like every human civilization has some form of people being like, dude, I think I fucked a ghost.
That's incredible.
Yeah. Okay. So let's see. I just have in all caps, there is just a wealth of information about having sex with ghosts.
And hashtag blessed. I mean, thank goodness.
I also feel like this is not the first time I've typed the words how to have sex with a ghost into Google.
How to?
I'll just admit that.
Christy.
I looked up how, but I didn't get any information. So like you can't like, you can summon a demon maybe to have sex with, but like no, no word on ghosts. I think they just have to come to you.
Mm-hmm. That's the truth.
Yeah. Okay, so it's got its own name and a Wikipedia page. It's called spectrophilia.
So you know it's legit.
No, it's legit. It's like a whole fetish that people have sometimes, but it's also just like that's the general term when people are like, they talk about having sex with ghosts.
Okay.
And sort of like tucked into this genre is like incubuses and succubuses, which are like the male and female respectively equivalent of like demons that have sex with you when you sleep.
Yes,
that's seen as a negative, I think, more often than not.
Yeah, I don't think I want either of those things. I don't even want the band Incubus to have anything to do with me, so no thank you.
Well, okay, I mean, I think I'd make an exception for the for like 1990s Brandon Boyd. I would absolutely make an exception.
Oh well, all right,
come
fine.
On,
I take it back.
Probably draw a real good picture of you afterwards. It'd be great.
Oh, no.
Okay. So, by the way, there's a Travel Channel show based on it called Ghostly Lovers.
Oh, my God.
And I watched a little snippet of it and also like a trailer for it. My favorite quote was, so they have all these women that, and so people have positive or negative experiences. But these are mostly positive experiences that people are talking about. And
well, that's good.
My favorite one is this lady. It's just a sound bite. And she's like, and suddenly I had a great relationship with my husband, but he was dead. And I just thought that was like the funniest shit. Like, can you imagine someone being like, yeah, I mean, man, like we had a terrible relationship. We were probably heading to divorce, like we were definitely gonna get divorced, but then he died and all of my relationship problems were solved.
Someone might want to look into that, like how did he die exactly?
How did he die? Like did he really love sugar in his coffee and somehow died of arsenic poisoning? Because that sounds pretty old school and yeah. Traceable, so you just might want to test.
Yeah, do what you got to do in that situation. But hey, good for her now, I guess. She's happy.
She's happy with it. They're happy together.
Oh, right. Excuse me.
I guess. Yeah, I mean, so, and they're like actually like cross-culturally, like it seems like almost every culture has some kind of demon that will sneak into your bedroom and have sex with you, which is lumped into this like ghost thing, or like before people, like it's more of a modern phenomena to just like have that kind of experience and be like, it was definitely a ghost, but before it was like it was a demon.
Oh right,
is how people explained it. So like a lot of people have that. A lot of it is mostly women, surprise, being like a sexual predator ghost. Or
wait,
like
a lot of the ghosts are women,
or I guess a lot of the like folklore demons.
Oh, I see. Okay,
yeah,
okay.
Like Incubus isn't as famous, I think, as the concept of a succubus, right?
Definitely.
Or like even like, and I'm not super well versed in Christianity, surprise. but there's a character in the book called Lilith.
The book.
A character in the, yeah, there's a, I don't know what, what else they're called. There's a character in the Bible.
Named Lilith.
Named Lilith. And her shtick is she has sex with men to birth demons.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know.
Sounds
she sounds
scary.
Like rad. That's why would you birth a child when you could birth a demon?
I mean, come on.
Yeah.
It's 2018.
Exactly.
Lilith reminds me of there's True Blood went down a lot of weird paths.
Yeah.
But at one point, Bill became Lilith.
What?
Or he was like reborn as like Lilith.
Okay. Yeah, Lilith is often like in pop, like I've seen it in pop culture a lot.
Yeah.
Lilith is often like cited as like, you know, she's like a femme fatale, basically. Like a sexy lady that's got her own motives and shit. And like anytime like a TV show like Supernatural is like, okay, we need another demon. We need someone who's pretty much Satan. But like this time it's a girl. That's always Lilith.
Wow.
I think Lilith is just like girl Satan.
Team Lilith.
Yeah.
I love her.
Dude, same. She's very sex positive.
Perfect.
I guess. I assume. Anyone who actually like knows the story of it, please tell us if we've just been offensive. But I don't think enough people know about it to really be offended. But
also, we're always somewhat offensive, I think.
Yeah. Anyway, so that that kind of, let's see. Yeah, so I don't know. Yeah, it seems like most people, if they feel like sexually interfered with, let's say that.
Okay.
Because that covers both. They talk about ghosts these days more than demons because people don't really believe in demons in the way that they believe in ghosts anymore. And most of the time it's like hippy-dippy spiritual people that probably don't believe in Satan anyway. Like Amethyst Rome!
Oh.
Who's a medium. So her story, basically, like, the first time she had sex with a ghost, maybe not the first time, but basically she had a real human fiancé. He caught her in an affair with a ghost.
What?
And then he left her. And so she had an affair that went on for a time, she said, with that guy. I watched a whole video where she's doing an interview. And then I read a little bit of an article that gave a little bit more backstory. But she's like a medium. So she's like, forget human mortal men. I only have sex with ghosts.
Hey.
Ever since her fiance left her because she was having sex with a ghost in the house, which I feel like is fair game. You know, when people have like a celebrity pass concept, like, oh, I feel like ghosts should be fair game. Like, I'm just saying.
I mean.
But, I mean, maybe not, because she eventually she had sex with lots of ghosts, as one does when they're dating around, trying to find the love of their afterlife.
Yeah, who hasn't been there?
You know. She finally found the one that she's in love with and wants to, they can't get married, obviously. They're going to have a hand fasting ceremony, which is like a spiritual marriage.
Oh.
She wants to have a baby with him.
Mm.
And she talked a little bit about the concept of a phantom pregnancy, which is like, that's real. Like a phantom pregnancy where like your body starts reacting as if it's pregnant, but you're not pregnant.
Oh, true.
That's just a hormonal imbalance.
Mm-hmm.
But her belief is that you're actually pregnant with a phantom. And you just, the most women it don't allow it to come to term because they don't understand what's going on with their body. But she's hoping that either a real baby or a phantom baby, she doesn't know.
I cannot wait to watch an interview with her and her phantom baby.
Oh my God, right?
Like, I am so excited. Why has no one given her a show yet?
Yeah.
This woman is incredible.
Married medium, and then she'll talk to ghosts and like give advice, relationship advice, like a late night radio show.
Yes.
Yeah, I would watch it.
I'd watch the shit out of that.
Also, if you guys are having trouble like finding a good man out there or woman, take advice from Amethyst Rome. She found the love of her life, probably afterlife, while she was in Australia, just taking a walk in the bush.
That sounds delightful, yeah. Honestly. And love of her afterlife, that if that's not the name of like her memoir, I would be so upset.
Oh, yes. there's no good place to put this. So she said she met him just taking a walk in the bush, and I just want to insert the joke. Now he's taking a walk in her bush, am I right?
Ugh. Christy, everybody.
Bush is another one of those that like make me feel sick when people say it.
You don't like that word?
I hate it. I hate it so much.
In that
context.
Right, right.
When it's an Australian being like, I was out walking in the bush and I met the love of my life who was a spiritual entity. Like, that's fine. You can talk about pubic hair and you call it a bush. Like, fuck you.
Like, I don't want to hear that. That's how I feel about the P word.
Panties.
Stop! Oh, God. No. No.
Yeah.
No.
Okay. Well. Ugh.
Well, hey, good for her, man.
Good for her. She's in love. It also kind of makes me feel like, I don't know, like, so the interviewer guy was asking her, like, so how is this one different? She's like, well, I love him for one. And I'm like, but you know, they don't talk. They just like have a spiritual connection. And I'm like, what? What's love? What does love mean? How do you fall in love? How do you fall in love with a spectral entity?
You went deep. Talk.
She's how do you, what is love if you can be in love with a presence? I don't understand.
I mean, people love all kinds of things, Christy, you know?
No, I don't.
We talk about a lot of weird shit on this podcast. Loving a ghost is not the weirdest thing we've discussed, I don't think.
I think I'm less weirded out by the fact that she's in love with a ghost and more weirded out by just the implications on the nature of love. If you can just be in love.
Damn.
If you can feel that way. For just a presence that you feel.
I don't know. What's like an inanimate object that you really love?
I don't.
You don't love inanimate objects?
No.
I love my phone.
No.
I love my dog. He's not an inanimate object. I know.
He hangs out with you and talks to you and like looks at you.
It's very true. I love one of my jackets a lot. It's like really cute. But I'm not marrying it or having sex with it. So I don't know.
Exactly.
She has something. I watched a little bit of her interview. I think Sean posted it in our Facebook group.
Yeah, where they're like, is he sitting next to you? Oh, okay.
What's his name?
Hi.
Does he have a name?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Christy, I don't think so.
He barely has a form. She's got a picture of him where he revealed himself to her because they're so in love, and that picture is just her and like a vague ray of light, as she explained it. She just says she calls it a he for convenience. It's okay. Just a presence.
Interesting.
Yeah,
man, I saw she said ghost lovers tend to be more sensual and adept than the average bloke.
That makes sense. You don't have the physicality.
Yeah. I love it. I love it very much.
Oh, man.
She also at some point about the proposal said there was no going down on one knee. He doesn't have knees.
Yes. That's so funny.
Amethyst, I love you so much. I'm glad you're happy, girl.
I love it.
Yeah. Do what you gotta do.
I hope you get that baby you want. But also, there's always adoption.
So true. You can't adopt a phantom baby? Is that not a thing?
I mean, she certainly can't adopt a real baby if she's married to a ghost.
That's true.
I don't think anyone will let her.
That's probably not. Yeah, that's not going to get approved.
Anyway, if you feel the need to call the police on a ghost because of an unwanted sexual encounter, you can call the Office of Paranormal Investigations.
What?
It's a organization that's like dedicated to scientifically investigating paranormal instances, mostly ghosts, mostly in San Francisco. But I read an article where they interviewed the founder, Lloyd Auerbach, or Auerbach, I'm not really sure.
Sure.
But he said he gets a lot of calls, mostly about the negative experiences. And he's like, well, yeah, I mean, if it was a positive experience, you wouldn't call somebody for help, would you?
That is true.
So, he does go like investigate these things, and he says that like most of them are bullshit, but some of them are like actually for real, real.
Damn.
Yeah.
Why so many in San Francisco?
I think that's just where they're based.
Oh, I see.
So that's where they do in-person investigations.
Also, it's very close to Colma, where all those dead people are.
Mm-hmm.
So actually, I take back my question.
It makes sense.
Yes.
Oh. Here's my last two things.
Okay.
So, on a positive note, the founder of OPI, Auerbach, Lloyd.
Good old Lloyd.
Good old Lloyd says the living are always psychically stronger than the dead. So if you get tired of the ghost you're fucking, you can tell him to fuck off.
That's it. That is very important information. That's good to know.
Very important information. And a bunch of famous people have had sex with ghosts.
What?
Yes, Ashley. I read an article. I read two different articles mentioned Kesha. There's a video of her talking to Ryan Seacrest about having sex with a ghost, which, I mean, of course.
I love it.
But also, like, one also mentioned Lucy Liu.
What?
That one threw me.
Lucy Liu seems too sensible.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
She was on an episode of The X-Files, though. So maybe she's secretly super weird.
Maybe.
Nice.
Also, Anna Nicole Smith.
Okay, yeah, that one makes 100% like
sense. That one makes sense. And also, like, probably more, but, like, those were just the ones that people were in the articles that I was reading specifically about fucking ghosts.
Incredible.
Those fucking ghosts.
Incredible.
Yeah, which kind of makes sense because I feel like famous people are, like, pretty weird oftentimes.
They've got some weird stuff going on.
They got some weird stuff going on, which is why I think we could be famous, Ashley.
We are the weirdest of the weird, except clearly we're not. If
we're not.
We're not having sex with ghosts. We need to step it up.
I think so. I mean, again, I feel like it should be a hall pass, so I think we're fine.
Yeah, is that what it's called, a hall pass?
A hall
pass. Or it's like a free pass or something?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, or like get
out of...
I've heard two, you get a hall pass or you have an elevator person. So if you're stuck in an elevator...
Oh, okay.
Which I would never have sex being stuck in an elevator. Worst situation ever. Like maybe if I got stuck in an elevator and had a really great conversation with that person and they were like, and also I'm famous and you've always wanted to have sex with me. Now that we're saved, would you like to go to a comfortable place where there's a bathroom? That'd be fine.
Where there's a bathroom.
But like not inside of an elevator where there's like firemen actively trying to rescue you. Why would anyone, like, what, who came up with that concept?
Shonda Rhimes. Shonda Rhimes.
Shonda Rhimes.
So much, there's so much elevator stuff in Grey's Anatomy.
It's the worst idea. That seems so uncomfortable.
Well, you hope that firefighters are trying to get to you. Otherwise, you're just like slowly running out of oxygen and hoping that the cables don't break and you don't plummet to your death.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of sex in enclosed spaces that I would never, I understand why anyone would want to have sex in.
Wonderful.
Amethyst Realm is a member of the Mile High Club.
Oh my God.
Because as she was leaving Australia, she was missing her ghost boyfriend, and then she realized he came with her, and then they went into the bathroom and he came with her.
Stop it. The jokes on this episode, Christy. Oh my God. I love it so much.
So yeah,
I'm gonna write a song about it.
So like a lot of these ghostly encounters happen when people are like asleep or nearly falling asleep, which means that they're bullshit and those people have never heard of what a wet dream is. But like some of them are real.
Oh yeah, what is that called? Nocturnal emissions?
Well yeah.
But also, do you think sleep paralysis has anything to do with this as
Absolutely.
Well?
Absolutely. Yes. That one was also cited as... It's just, yeah, I mean, like, sex with ghosts, it's sort of in that, like, sleep paralysis realm for a lot of the encounters. But there's, like, more weirder things, like Amethyst Realm, who's got, like, a relationship with a ghost, or the lady whose husband died, and now they have a great relationship. But, like, yeah, definitely, like, some of the things that I've seen is, like, it usually happens to people while they're, like, dreaming or they're about to go to sleep, and it's just sort of in that realm of like sleep paralysis or like having a weird
lucid dream of some kind, or
yeah.
Which, like, we this is a comedy podcast, obviously we like talking about the funny instances of this.
Yeah.
But obviously if you had sleep paralysis, which is usually very scary, and then consent was an issue and it was one of the, you know, negative,
yeah, that would be yeah, part of why I kind of avoided talking about that was it's fun to make fun of people or laugh a little bit when people are like, I had great sex with a ghost. But it's right. like not really funny when someone's like, I felt terrified and trapped and sexually violated. Like,
no, that's horrifying.
That one's more horrifying.
So yeah, please know we're not making fun of those situations. We're just laughing at the silly ones.
Yeah.
Which I have to talk about consent in my topic too.
Oh, because like, of the...
Who knew episode 69 would take us down this route?
Yeah. I mean, it always should, really.
Yes. Just start off.
Should always. Anything involving 69 should involve consent, obviously.
Please. God.
Please.
Oh my, yes. If you're not asking first, oh no.
I feel like we're going to have a lot of things to cut out of this.
Always. Always so many things we have to cut out.
Many, many.
Including that noise right there.
Keep that in.
So, I'm so glad that you did sex with ghosts. Because I'm going to talk to you about monster erotica.
Woo!
Woo! For those not familiar with the term, it's also referred to as monster porn. Cryptozoological erotica? That sounds right, I guess. Or even sometimes erotic horror. And then, of course, Bigfoot erotica is kind of the most popular.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. Yeah.
So this is all like a subgenre of erotic literature, which is very popular. And it involves sexual encounters between humans and monsters. Again, Bigfoot, most popular. Dinosaurs, also very popular. But Yetis, Minotaurs?
Yeah, because the top half is a bull and the bottom half is a man.
Is that a Minotaur? Oh, yeah, because a centaur is the other one.
Yeah.
Fuck. Also, leprechauns and aliens show up from time to time.
Ooh.
Monster erotica writers argue that sex with monsters is different from sex with animals in that the monsters are portrayed as intelligent beings and are in control of the encounter.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
However, erotic monster novels often feature non-consensual sex for the human participants.
Which would bring it into horror.
Yes, yes. And then we get back to the whole consent issue. So I guess people get really grossed out by monster erotica or especially Bigfoot erotica because to them, it's like bestiality.
Yeah, I guess I could see that.
But in these stories, the monsters have like feelings and wants and some of them talk and, you know, they're
just a big, hairy, emotional man that's demanding all of your emotional energy.
Yes, just taking advantage of you in a forest or something. I don't know.
This sounds awful. Like, none of this sounds good.
Yeah, I didn't read much of it. I read like little blurbs, but I guess the, you know, feelings and wants and stuff makes it different.
Do you have like a back cover blurb of one that you can read us?
I can probably find that. Yeah. Yeah. Or, I thought about it. I was like, should I just read part of one of these books? But then I wasn't sure if for legal reasons I could. I guess. I mean, we don't really.
You can do snippets of stuff for the purpose of review. And I'm sure that somebody trying to sell monster erotica wouldn't be mad about us reading their synopsis.
Very true.
But
hopefully they're like, fuck yeah, read my book on this podcast. Also, technically, these beings, these monsters, aren't 100% real, with the exception of dinosaurs, obviously. So,
yeah, the okay. Somehow, yeah, my mind just completely skipped over dinosaurs. Like, that's kind of fucked up.
Just giant ass like lizards and birds and shit.
Just a giant, yeah. I mean, like,
that really did exist.
It really did. Well, yeah, and like a book about fucking a dinosaur is just like, what's the difference between like a book about fucking a rhinoceros or something? Like, that's what a dinosaur was, except that it was a lizard instead of a mammal.
I mean,
I think. I mean, I've never met one.
Same.
So who knows?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I don't know.
People are allowed to get creative as long as they don't actually. I think people should talk about and think about anything they want as long as you don't actually inflict your will on something that's really alive and can never consent to that.
Right.
So whatever.
whatever gets you going, as long as you're not hurting someone else or something else, hopefully.
It does kind of seem fucked up to me, but like if it doesn't to you, let your freak flag fly. It's fine.
Absolutely. okay, so moving on. Monster erotica, usually self-published, because duh. And Amazon.
There's not a major, like Penguin doesn't have a segment for this?
You know, they might. What is the...
I want to start a publishing company specifically for Monster Erotica and call it Monster Mash.
Oh my God, Christy. Please do, because we can make so much money.
Or Monster Smash.
Ooh, there you go. Damn. Fuck. That's a great idea. That's such a good idea.
It's a bad idea. We're going to lose money. We're going to lose so much money.
Oh my gosh. Well, I mean, if we want to just try it out, Amazon makes it really easy to sell your monster erotica stories.
Wow.
I do want to read you some of the titles that I found.
Please. I love the titles of stuff like this.
Moan for Bigfoot, which that's the PC version because it used to be called Come for Bigfoot. There's Frankenstein's Bitch. There's Milked by the Aliens. I think there's like a barn involved. I don't know.
Oh my God.
And then you have Taken by the T-Rex.
Why? Oh
my God. I absolutely cannot.
The image of however they're going to describe those little T-Rex arms.
How's it
going
to take
holding
you?
Someone. Oh my God.
We're just going to giggle the whole episode. Christy, would you like to guess how much money some of these authors make per month? Or at least one in particular, like the most popular monster erotica author.
$100,000.
Per month?
Yeah.
I mean, that's a lot, Christy. That's,
is it too much?
Yes. But she does make $30,000 per month.
Jesus Christ.
Selling her monster smut.
Let's make monster smut.
That's why I was like, that's a great idea, Christy. Let's do it. I'm on board.
Well, part of me actually was like in the back of my mind thinking, Ashley, we should write a Bigfoot erotica and make it available to our Patreon supporters.
Oh my God.
But also then I would have to write Bigfoot erotica.
That's the problem.
And I don't think I'd be good at it.
That's what makes it good. Like, have you ever listened to the podcast? It's very popular. My Dad Wrote a Porno.
No.
It's hilarious. And it's not good, or at least from the episodes I listened to, but it's so fucking funny.
That's so amazing. Yeah, I mean, it's not going to be good, but like...
We're starting a Bigfoot
erotica
podcast.
Just sneaking all the things that we hate, all the words that we hate, like panties.
I don't want to read about Bigfoot touching anyone's panties.
What about Bigfoot's panties?
No, ew. Oh, that was worse somehow. I pictured them over the fur and it just...
He has thoughts and feelings and panties, Ashley.
I hate it so much. Oh, God. No, yeah, no. Let's write some like weird, sexy shit and get in on this. I want that money.
Sure.
This is now officially a Bigfoot erotica podcast. Come or go as you please. So in 2013, conservative folks discovered monster erotica online and they lost their fucking shit.
Right. That's when they discovered it.
Mm-hmm. I read the article that was like calling it all out and they were definitely more upset about all the rape stories and like incest stories that kind of get lumped into this category.
Oh, well, that's good.
And true, I've seen some scary, gross shit on the internet and I was shook by some of these titles.
Oh, no.
A lot of them use the word daddy.
Ew.
I know, it was awful. So I understand that. But yeah, so the internet pitchforks came out in 2013 and they caused so much drama over quote unquote an epidemic of filth that they actually succeeded in getting some of the websites shut down and the books pulled, which is why that one author had to change Come for Bigfoot to Moan for Bigfoot.
Oh, that's dumb.
Yeah. Amazon would just like unpublish their stories if they had any kind of scandalous picture or title or whatever.
Amazon, that's the only reason why you're so successful with ebooks.
People can buy creepy shit like that.
Yeah.
Lost my spot. It happens. It was actually obviously very devastating to that community of like freaky authors, because they were making so much money that became like their livelihood. And by the way, all of this was referred to as Eroticagate.
Eroticagate.
Like in the news. It was Eroticagate, which I thought was very funny. And this happened 5 years ago.
Oh, wow.
In 2013. It's a very different time.
It's true.
We all have bigger worries these days. We no longer care. We now live in a real life hellscape. The simulation is messed up. This is the bad place, like, et cetera, et cetera.
Oh, this is the bad place.
Yes, yes, correct.
I mean, makes sense.
So all of those books and authors, from what I could tell, are like on good standing again. Like there's, I'm sure a lot of people still have a problem with it, but it's not.
Dude, I would do anything. I would write anything for $30,000 a month. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Anything.
I don't care. We want that money. I actually have proof that we do not care anymore about monster erotica. And that is because an author and lover of Bigfoot erotica was just elected to the House of Representatives in Virginia's 5th Congressional District.
Yes!
He wrote a book called The Mating Habits of Bigfoot and Why Women Want Him.
That sounds like just some, like a really fucked up pickup artist book.
Yeah. Be more like Bigfoot.
Be more like Bigfoot. Don't shower. Smell.
Grow out your
Allow
hair.
Allow your hair to get matted.
Yeah.
Covered in mud.
Go hiking and camping in the woods.
I mean, that one's, I hate hiking and camping, but like, that one's okay.
You're like, fine, I guess.
That one, stay active, I guess. That's actually good advice.
That's a good advice for everybody.
Everybody should stay active and connected to nature, except don't, because nature will kill you.
True. So his opponent during the political race discovered that amazing knowledge during their campaign and tried to use Bigfoot erotica to slander him. And we, all of us on the internet, had a great time laughing about it. I don't know if you remember, but that happened over the summer.
I do remember that, yeah.
But it actually sucks because, look, I have absolutely no problem voting for someone who writes Bigfoot erotica. Sure.
It's true.
Whatever. But I wouldn't vote for a Republican, 100%. And, more importantly, I wouldn't vote for someone who either is a white supremacist or just campaigns and associates with white supremacists, which this guy does all of that.
No, the Bigfoot guy?
Yeah.
And
he got elected. So.
Actually, that makes sense why it sounds like a shitty pickup artist book about someone who's totally undesirable, though.
Yep. Correct.
I feel sick.
I know.
I just assumed someone who wrote Bigfoot erotica would be cool.
So did I.
Like, I was like, I just made an assumption, and I was so wrong.
It happens.
I take back my yes when I said that, when you said he got elected. I take it way back. Like, I would like to take it from the air and just suck it right back into my lungs.
No, it's no.
No.
But yeah, way to go, Virginia. You really screwed the pooch on that one. Also, the man's name is Denver Riggleman. I don't even get me started. Riggleman.
Ugh.
I cannot. Truly, I would love to talk about monster erotica forever, but I also wanted to get into paranormal romance, which you talked about a little bit.
Oh.
So paranormal romance is a subgenre of romantic fiction and speculative fiction, and it includes elements beyond the range of scientific explanation.
That's right. Like vampires.
Exactly. They include, these stories include vampires, shapeshifters, psychics, ghosts, and or time travel.
Oh.
The most famous in this category is, of course, the Twilight series.
Yes.
Which I didn't even think about, but that's so true.
Yeah.
I mean, fucking duh.
There's... Dude, when you said paranormal romance, I was like, oh, that shit's mainstream.
I didn't realize.
Yeah. I mean, it's not always good, but it's mainstream.
As someone who literally just talked about True Blood earlier, I was like, what? I didn't know that. What?
Girl, True Blood, Anne Rice. Come on.
Buffy.
Buffy.
Twilight, I've watched all of these things. Why am I so dumb? Really, I just don't think about things. I take stuff at like face value where I'm like, I like that thing. And I never think about like why I like it or where it came from or maybe why I shouldn't like it.
I mean, that sounds like you're living a blessed life.
True. I just do not put a lot of thought into things. but maybe I should.
No, never.
And then, of course, there's lots of real life stories about paranormal romance, like, of course, Amethyst Realm, which mm-hmm. Christy talked about. Ugh.
They're so in love.
Incredible. Wow. We should send them a wedding present.
Oh, my God.
Please. What would we get them?
What would she want? What possibly could a woman who has everything?
I want to get her one of those shirts that's like, I married a ghost and all I got was this dumb t-shirt or something like that, you know? Or like, I fucked a ghost. I joined the Mile High Club.
Oh my God. Can we send her a pin that says I joined the Mile High Club?
Yes, but there better be a little ghosty on it. I need a ghosty on it.
Like a ghost with wings. A ghost with airplane wings. You know, the little airplane wings.
A ghost riding an airplane.
Yes.
Amethyst, we'll get it done and we'll send it to you. Get her address for us, but please don't.
Please don't.
Leave her alone.
But also, Amethyst, if you're listening, please, we'll be friends with you.
Yes. And do you think if we send her a present, she might invite us to the wedding?
No.
Fine. I take it back.
She doesn't owe us that. Actually, if you had to have a familiar, which would your familiar be?
My familiar is Snake Was.
Oh my God.
But in real life. I don't know. Well, can we choose anything?
Yeah, anything.
Hmm. Well, I would still like Snake if he could be cooler. Like.
Yeah, I wouldn't choose one of my pets because I feel like we have a different relationship than that.
Oh, I see. Yeah, you know, you're
like,
right.
I
want a Sphinx cat. I want one of those little naked cats.
Ooh, yes. Yeah. I mean, I don't want to make my other cats jealous, but like I would also want a cat. But it's just different, you know, it's more like a working relationship and I just don't want to.
They wouldn't be allowed to live with you.
They could live with me.
Then how is it a working relationship?
Well, you're always working when you're a witch, Ashley.
I guess that's true. Your other cats, Duncan, would be so mad. Look how cute he is. He's sleeping.
Oh my God.
Has no idea you're trying to come up with a little familiar.
I'm trying to think of something like that would be super useful, but also very portable. Because, like, let's be real, they don't actually let cats in buildings like they do in Sabrina.
Right. Correct.
So, like, maybe like a little mousy or a gerbil or something.
Something small.
Something small, still fluffy.
That'd be cute.
Or like a burb.
A burb. Yeah. No, that all makes sense. Yeah. Okay. I'm glad we covered that.
I felt like it was important since we were talking about animals. Were we talking about animals?
Did I bring
that up out of nowhere?
I don't remember. Truly, I can't tell you what I was talking about like 5 seconds ago.
I think we were talking about paranormal romance.
Oh, right. Paranormal romance. But I think because you covered sex with ghosts, like I don't even need to get into it. Y'all already know
all about sex with ghosts.
Girl, you already heard about it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to post links to some paranormal romance and some monster erotica if you so choose to read it and check it out for yourself.
There's also
some amazing photos or illustrations, I guess mm-hmm. I should say, for these covers. And I cannot wait to post those on our social media.
Oh, my God.
Our Instagram is going to be beautiful. I'm very excited about that.
What a beautiful, sexy Instagram we'll have.
Do you want a weird fact?
Of course I do.
It's like, I mean, I get it is factual, but it's just something funny that I found during my research, which is the best pen name possibly ever. Anne L. Probe.
Yes, that is wonderful.
Of course.
Man.
Imagine how proud of themselves they must have been when they came up with that. As a writer of monster erotica,
they deserve $30,000 a month.
For real. Must be nice.
Must be nice.
Oh, that felt good.
Yeah.
Let's talk about all that sexy stuff.
Wow. Beautiful, wonderful, amazing.
Please. Yes, yes, yes.
Please, yes, yes, no.
Yeah, you can find our show notes. Are you going to post that interview with
Yes.
With Amethyst?
I will.
That'll be on thatsweird.org. We are on Instagram and Twitter @ thatsweirdcast. We do other stuff. I'm trying to remember. We got our Facebook group, of course.
Mm-hmm. Which is wonderful.
It's so much
fun. We've already been talking about Amethyst Realm for a while in the Facebook group.
True. Go get caught up. Join that. We have pins and keychains if you want to represent your weirdo self. That's Weird Shop is the name on Etsy. Or I think we have a link on our website.
Oh, yes.
Yes. I think that's it.
Yeah.
Anything else?
No. I feel like we should, if we don't write a Bigfoot erotica novel, we should just come up with a lot of like fake covers and sell those as like book covers or totes or something.
Please.
Posters.
Yeah.
Anything.
Oh my God. Right now, I'm about to, the girl that made our incredible logo, I wonder if she'd be into making some kind of.
Yeah.
Like revamp our logo a little bit for like, maybe we're hugging it, like make it like a sexy, like Harlequin novel with Bigfoot and us. And
like Bigfoot has a Fabio hairstyle.
Yes.
And we're both like.
Or for some reason our dresses are ripped and we're like posing up against him or against a tree.
Please.
Oh, I can't wait. It's going to be fucking wonderful.
You guys, it might happen.
Maybe.
Maybe.
We'll see.
We'll find out.
Please tell us about all of the fun, weird things that you find on the internet, including Bigfoot erotica. You can send us an email if you want. That's weirdcast@gmail.com.
Yeah, we've been getting some good emails with a bunch of like suggestions and stuff. And if we haven't responded to you directly, that's because I get the emails in my email and then I forward them to Ashley, and then Ashley and I go, wow, these are great, but then we don't actually respond to the person.
Correct.
But we love you anyway, and thank you.
Yeah, know that we have seen them. If you want a response, maybe just nudge us again. Like, oh yeah, we needed to respond to that person. We're very forgetful. You guys know how bad my memory is.
Yeah, where I'm not very communicative, I'm bad at stuff.
We're terrible at this podcasting.
We're terrible.
Thing.
We don't have guests. We don't interact with people.
Oh, speaking of guests, we're going to be on another podcast.
Yeah, that's right.
Which I don't know when it's going to be released. We're recording it soon, so we'll tell you about it later.
Yeah.
But we're also going to do like a companion episode with that for our Patreon supporters. So you should become one. It's like only $1. Patreon.com/that's weird.
Get excited.
Get fucking excited.
Yes.
Okay, goodbye.
Bye.
Hi, I'm April.
And I'm Steph.
And we're from the Thurs podcast. Do you like pop culture news, reviews, and discussion?
Are you deeply invested in Armie Hammer and Timothée Chalamet's friendship?
Do you constantly find yourself debating which Hollywood Chris is best?
Have you lost sleep over the horror that is Ben Affleck's back tattoo?
Then we're the podcast for you.
Every few weeks, we get together to talk about what we're enjoying or what we're looking forward to in the world of TV, film, music, and more.
You can find us on iTunes, SoundCloud and Stitcher by searching for The Thirst Podcast. And you can also find us over on Twitter at The Thirst or on Instagram at The Thirst Pod.
Listen to an episode and let us know what you think.
Bye! Bye.